Welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast in which I interview New York City's kind of eligible. But today I'm doing something a little different and I'm breaking my rules because I've been living in Miami for 6 months. So it'd be a disservice not to have anybody who lives in Miami on this podcast. today I have, I guess, I don't even know what to call you. Like you make music, you're on TikTok, like.
So singer, songwriter, producer, audio engineer as well. I do make TikToks. I've been on social media for a long time. So
Luke Hutch, or do you go by Lucas? Which one?
You can call me Luke.
Cool. And you're 22.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been in Miami like this whole time? Like, have you ever lived anywhere else?
So I've been in Miami for about 6 years. I moved from Boston. That's where like all my family's at. And a lot of my family's in Boston and Brazil, which I've never been to Brazil.
So I want to like learn a little bit more about like your career and how you ended up like where you're at now. How long? It seems like I said, I don't really know anything about you. So when, like, at what point did you get on social media? Is that kind of how you started doing music? Like,
yeah. So it started when I was in health class. And I was in health class, and I remember he's a good friend of mine now, but his name is Taylor Kniff. I don't know if you know who he is. He did MadCon, Cameron Dallas, and all that.
Okay, so I know who Cameron Dallas is. I know what MadCon is.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you one of those MadCon boys?
I was going to be.
Oh, my God.
I was going to be, yeah.
Okay.
So the story goes, I was in health class. I was in the back of the class. I was on my phone. I was on Twitter. And I'm just looking through these, tweets or whatever. I see Taylor Kniff. He's posting, which car should I get, the Lambo or the Corvette? And since that day, I was like, bro, I want to do whatever he's doing. So I started just copying him. Not necessarily copying him, but just, you know, I was looking up to him at the time. So I got to the point where I got pretty big enough on Twitter and Instagram where Bart Baker hit me up. Which is the, you know, owner of MadCon. He's like, hey, fly out to Dallas, the first show in Dallas with Sam Porteroff and Taylor. And I don't think Cameron was there at the time, but I was like, yeah, sounds good. And then I told my mom about it. She was like, nope, you're not going to Dallas. This is a scam. You're not doing it. And I remember it was in September. And then
how old were you?
I think I was like 16. Mm-hmm. It was like ninth grade year, beginning of ninth grade. So. Yeah.
So how did you grow on Twitter and Instagram?
I had this one kid. He was from a different country, but he was always like, I don't know how he did it, but he was always like promoting my stuff in a way. Not because he had a lot of followers, but he just knew how to do it. And it's crazy because I don't even remember his name. It's such a while ago. But he was helping me a lot. And well, him, and then there was a few other people. And then I moved out here, and I got together with one of my friends, Jimmy. Jimmy Levy, a good friend of mine. And we just did crazy stuff. We got on the radio a bunch of times. Like, Aventura Mall?
Yeah.
It was me, Baby Ariel, and Jimmy. We shut down Aventura Mall. Like, the amount of people that showed up was crazy. Yeah, it was insane. Like, we were doing a meet and greet, right? It was me, Baby Ariel, and Jimmy. And it was on the post, I think it had like 30,000 likes. It's crazy. Yeah, it was insane. I remember.
Did you have like a management company or somebody like?
Yeah, we had management and stuff.
So you were just sitting in health class and you saw some guy. Well, I don't know what kind of content Taylor makes. What kind of, like, was it just like, if you're talking MadCon, I mean, that brings me back to like.
Was that type of content?
Yeah, like Vine, like kind of like thirst trappy.
I never really did like thirst trappy type of stuff, but that's what they did, yeah. But I just kind of followed the same footsteps and, you know, I was able to grow a big following on Twitter and Insta and all that. So
were you on like Vine and Musical.ly and stuff when that was
a thing? Yeah, I went on tour actually with Bryce Hall. I don't know if you know who he is.
Okay, I know who Bryce Hall is.
Yeah, actually, hold up. Let me just get you something.
Okay.
This is the thumbs up tour. Bryce is right here. We were so young.
Oh my God, you guys are so young.
Yeah, so this is a little, you know, memorabilia I have from Orlando. We sold out this show. It was an incredible show.
Who else is on that tour?
So, okay. Mark Thomas, Nathan Triska, 99 Goon Squad, Simon something. I forgot his last name. The band Why Don't We? Yeah, so.
Damn.
And we actually ended up doing that Orlando show, but we ended up doing an actual tour, like on a tour bus, and it sold out everywhere, which is pretty crazy.
And what? So, how old were you?
I was like 18 at the time. But I remember when I was in Boston, it was me and my aunt and my cousin. I was just sitting down looking at tour buses, and I was like, yo, one day I'm going to go on tour. And it was even before that whole Taylor Kniff thing in Health Class. So I was like, yo, one day I just want to go on tour. That's the only thing I want to do. So, and it happened. I think I talked it into reality or something, because it was crazy, because 3 years later it ended up happening. And we sold out every venue. So,
well, what did you do on tour?
I performed. Bryce kind of just did his thing, and he was just, you know, he didn't really perform, but he was able to keep the crowd and everybody just, I don't even know what he was doing, but every show was amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was me, Bryce, and Mikey Barone.
That's so wild. What was it, like, who was your demographic?
It was all, like, younger, like, 16, 17.
Your old girls.
Yeah, they were, like, 16, 17, 18, I would say.
What was that like going on tour? You must have been, like,
oh, my God.
Shit.
It's actually the best. It was literally the best feeling. Like, incredible. It was probably one of my favorite.
Well, this is a dating podcast, so it's, like, when did you start dating?
That's the thing. I know so many people just jump into relationships and stuff, but at such a young age, it was never really a goal to get into a relationship. I think a lot of people are like, yo, I just want to date somebody. I want to, you know, feel love. I want, you know, that affection. But for me, it wasn't even the money. I just loved what I was doing. And it was just something, you know, that I just loved doing. So, but I remember laying in my bed and I was just like, damn. I haven't dated anybody in Florida, like, none of that. It was just me and Jimmy were just so, like, business-oriented that we had such tunnel vision to what we had to do, you know? But I did get into a two-year relationship, so, and then we lived together and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. When did that relationship happen?
This happened about 2 years ago, maybe.
So
we lived together for 3 years in a house.
Okay.
So I moved out of a condo into a house for 2 years. And it was fun because we had a pool and everything. It was in West Palm Beach. But
it was just you and this girl, or was it?
I'll show you.
Okay,
it was just, we had pool part, like it was fun, like living in a house. But once I moved back, I actually ended up just moving into an apartment.
Well, how did you meet her?
We met on YouNow.
Okay.
I met so many amazing people on that app.
Wait, explain for my listeners what YouNow is, because I didn't know what it is.
YouNow is, it's a broadcasting site. So it's kind of like, well, it's a dating podcast. My bad, I just got mixed up. This is a dating podcast. that was a... it was just a go live type of thing,
and it's like Twitch. It's like Twitch.
Yeah, pretty much. But right now, like, everyone can get paid on there. But I had contracts with that app, so I was getting paid to go live on stuff. But we met on the app, and just crazy, because I remember she blew so much money on that app, And after the second month, I was like, hey, stop sending me stuff. After that month, because I started to like her, you know? And here's the thing. I had no idea what she looked like.
Really? We were
just talking on the phone. The first night she was sending me stuff, I was like, hey, you know, hit me up on Instagram. She hits me up. I was like, for whatever reason, just call me. We just connected so well, and I didn't even know what she looked like. So
you didn't stalk her Instagram?
She barely had any photos. Like you really couldn't even tell what she looked like. And like 6 months later, we ended up meeting. We went on a vacation 6 months later.
So was she was a fan?
She was technically yeah, kind of. She was talking to somebody on that app, right? On Snapchat. She said she was just friends with them. And he said, hey, come watch me. But she didn't open that Snapchat until an hour after. Right? So she didn't open it until an hour after. She goes on the app. And as she goes on it, he gets off. He gets off the app. And it goes to me. So it was like last second. You know?
Oh my God.
So if she would have opened that Snapchat, let's just say an hour ago, it would have probably never went to me. Does that make sense? Like
the yeah. Live. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it was crazy how we met. Yeah. And then 6 months, we talked for 6 months. I'm like on the phone, FaceTime, but I would never see her face. Like I would see half of her eye.
You didn't think you were getting catfished?
Not even catfished. She would send me pictures of like her half of her face on Snapchat, you know? And then she'd send like a picture, you know, of her side, but I never really got a full picture. I've never really saw what she looked like, you know?
You never asked?
Well, I would always be like, yo, send something. No, I can't. I'm ugly, but she wasn't ugly. She was very pretty. But she just never wanted to send anything. And I just respected. I was like, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she hits me up. She's like, oh, my whole family's going on vacation in Florida. Do you want to go? And like last minute, I thought I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. And then I ended up doing it. And then a month later, she moved down. And then we just, you know.
How old was she?
She was 18.
So did you ever go to college?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
So you just decided to like skip all that and go straight to pursuing music?
Yeah, college really isn't much for me. Mm-hmm. It's just because I'm just such a, I wouldn't say creative. Maybe, yeah, I am, I guess, a creative person. But I always have to like be doing something. I just, for me with college, like, I don't know. I just can't do it. I'm just so...
I mean, it's not for everyone. Clearly, you're already successful.
Yeah, so...
I mean, that's actually a huge question I have. It's like, you're 16, you blow up on social media, you have management companies asking you to... You're, like, so casually talking about this, but it's... people want, like... I remember growing up being on Vine and, like, looking at all these people and being like, holy shit, like, I can't believe this is a life somebody lives.
Yeah.
What... Like, what was that like for you? Did you become, like, financially independent from your parents? Like,
no, my parents never had any money. My mom never – my dad left at, like, 7, you know, didn't leave me anything or anything like that. And, I don't know, yeah, so I never really – my family doesn't come from any type of money at all. Like, I buy the stupidest things, like, this is watch, for example. You know, like,
that's
the
stupid, crazy it's a watch.
But, you know, it's just so when I go to ever go down to Boston for like family dinners, it's just, you know, it's just they're not used to any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
so it must have been crazy for you to go from like 0 to 100.
Yeah, but it's always something like I was always ready for it. As a young kid, I was like, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, none of this school stuff. I don't think school's for me. I think people that go to school, it's amazing, you know, because they're going through so much. And I know school is just so hard, you know. But for me, it's just, I can't do it.
Hey, you're street smart. You had to hustle in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
You also blew up when you were smart. You, like, just did what you wanted to do, and you made it happen. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't do that. And especially as like a content creator to be, it's been almost what for you, 6-7 years that you've been doing this?
6 years.
Yeah. No, people don't stay relevant or are able to do this for so long, and you're still so young. So with that, all of that lifestyle, like during MagCon times and Twitter and Instagram and all of that, you must have had girls, like teenage girls, all over you.
Yeah, I did. DMs, Snapchats, like all of that, yeah.
What was that like?
I still have it till now, but I just, I don't really remember. You know, like, it's crazy because, you know, I have all these DMs and I have all these Snapchats, and but I don't remember it exactly before, but like now I just, I don't know. It's just crazy, I guess.
You're just used to it.
Yeah, but.
Do you read your DMs?
I do, yeah.
Like all of them?
Yeah, I do. Some of them. Mm-hmm. Not all of them. There's a lot, but there's definitely some of them that I do read.
And do you respond? Like, oh, obviously there is a chance for a girl off of a social media app to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Well, you're single now, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What happened in your last relationship?
That was the two-year relationship.
How did that end?
It's a crazy story. I'll make it quick, though.
We have time.
So, she always had the password in my phone, always. And mm-hmm. I had hers. And she would always go through my phone with all, you know, the social media stuff. She would always get jealous. So I gave her the password in my phone. And she gave me hers. So she ends up going to South Carolina to visit her old friends. And ever since she came back from that trip, she was acting really different. So what I ended up, not, I didn't go through her phone necessarily. She ended up like just telling me, like, she didn't do anything in South Carolina, but she was talking to another guy while we were living together. So we had, you know, three bedrooms. But towards when she started talking to that guy, she was like, oh, sleep in the guest bedroom, right? Because she kind of felt bad.
Mm.
You know, like we were living together. We technically were together for 3 years, but we didn't date for that last year, you know?
And you still lived together?
We were just living together, yeah.
What was that like?
She still liked me. I still liked her. I just didn't know what was going on. She just said, we need to take a break, but we were living together. But that break ended up being a whole year. And we still went to like family vacations. Like we would do like 3-4 vacations a year and act like a couple, but we weren't. We were more than friends, but less than a couple.
You were kind of like open, in like an open relationship in a way.
Well, that's the thing. She would get jealous and then like say something were to happen. We would just, so it was just such a confusing mess.
And yeah, that sounds toxic as hell.
Yeah, it was not the best because honestly, which it happened, she ended up talking to someone else, but, and that's the reason why she made that. But I just, it was confusing, you know, I couldn't really figure out, you know, why, you know, so I was just kind of like, that's weird. I mean, when she came back from South Carolina, it was around Christmas time. And I remember like I got her red bottoms. I got everything from like red bottom on her bed. And she was just like, I remember her saying that she was like, I can't accept this. I don't deserve it. She never said why, but it kind of like, I don't deserve it. So she was talking to someone, a really Southern kid, you know, her mm-hmm. family is a very Southern type of family. And mm-hmm. it's crazy because I love all this bling and, you know, jewelry and fashion. I love fashion
mm-hmm.
and art. Let me show you something. So I love all this stuff. Like, this is my like little studio and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
Guest bedroom. But, you know, one of the things I do love in a girl is just someone that's so simple. And it's so weird because I'm such a, not a simple guy. And it's just like, not that I don't like these Miami girls. I'm not saying that at all. It's just that, I mean, if we connect, we connect. But I do love someone that's very simple, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was going to be my next question. Like, do you have a type?
I mean, to be honest with you, the girl I dated last, you know, I remember when I first met her, I was like, wow, I don't think she's my type. And mm-hmm. in my head, I was like, I don't think we're going to date after this. I think after this vacation, like, we're just going to be strangers. That's literally what I thought in my head. But then she started doing little things, right? She's a very pretty girl. She started doing little things. Like, she'd go to restaurants, and she would keep a card. Like, wouldn't tell me anything. She would just put it away in her bag. So she would keep a card, right? And then she would keep a receipt from that restaurant. Then she would put it away into this little thing. And I thought that was the cutest thing ever. And I was like, wow. Like, the little things is mm-hmm. really what matters, you know? Mm-hmm. So she would do that. And I thought that was so, so cute. But,
And she was your only relationship, right?
No, there was one before that. But that was when I was, like, 16. It was only like 2 months, two, 3 months, maybe. That one ended because we were just so young. And that's like, you know, during that whole time when I was doing all the tour stuff. And there was an event that I did in Orlando, Playlist Live. Probably never heard of it. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Yeah. So I did.
They reached out to me. I'm 24. I'm like not that much older than you. Yeah, that's true.
So I did an event. Playlist Live, and so she was there. She came with me, but she ended up getting with one of my friends, and I ended up going on tour with him and Bryce a week after. So I ended up finding this out when we were in New Orleans, because listen to this. My friend was like, so there's people that work on the tour stuff, and I was really close with him. His name was Pate, and I was like, yo, Pate, how was Playlist a week ago, right? Everyone was partying, whatever. One of the things he brings up is, he says, oh, you know Mikey? I was like, yeah. He said, bro, he got with the, he said, bro, we got with these, he said, these two weird girls. He said, it was so easy to pick them up. They were at their hotel. Pate goes downstairs and he like talks to two girls and they just come up to the hotel. One of them was the girl I was dating.
So oh my God.
He says, bro, we got with these two girls, Nicole and Genesis. And I'm like, I know exactly who that is. That's Nicole, the girl I was dating, and then Genesis was her best friend. And I was in New Orleans when this happened, and then I was just like, so in a tour bus, you have your own little bed. You could, like, slide out. You know, mm-hmm. I could close the thing, and I was just crying. I was like, damn. You know, because I really liked her. And, yeah, like.
How did you meet her? Was it through, like, social media?
Not you now. I did a music video with this one person.
Mm-hmm.
And, I flew him out to Miami to do the video from LA. And he's like, yo, let's hang out with these girls. And we did. And then, like, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't like her in the beginning. I was like, not my type. And then all of a sudden, I was at the studio and she started texting me. And then we just started hanging out. So.
You keep saying not my type.
I was weird.
What's your type? You definitely have a type. What's your type?
She was very, like, both of them were very pretty. Mm-hmm. And then I dated her, and then I had one other girlfriend, but that didn't last too long. That one, it was just three, you know?
It went from, I haven't really ever dated to anyone, to, I had,
three, like, but they were just, like 1-2 month, and then just one that was 2 years.
Yeah, so, well, 2 months is short. 2 months is really short.
Yeah, it was nothing. That was a hockey player's daughter, which is crazy.
Really?
From NHL. I'm not going to say who it was, but... we met on You Now, of course.
Of course. Damn. So, maybe I missed something, clearly.
We met on You Now.
I gotta, and, gotta download it.
I remember I was at a Flo Rida music video shoot, and she hits me up. She's like, hey, do you want to come over? I live in Bell Harbor. So Bell Harbor is, like, really expensive.
And it's really close to Aventura.
Yeah, and my friend's like, oh, bro, she's lying. She's a fangirl. She's just trying to whatever and don't go and this and that. And I was like, no, I feel like she's not lying. So I ended up Ubering to Bell Harbor. It was one apartment first, and she's like, I don't live here. It was the Jade in Sunny Isles. And then she's like, I don't live here. I live in Bell Harbor. So I was like, all right. And then we pull up to her apartment. It was huge. It was at least 10,000 square feet. The dad,
Jesus.
The dad was in Russia playing a game, right? So the dad was in Russia playing a game. My friend Chico ended up coming with me. We ended up staying there for 3 days. Her brother was on the whole other side of the house. And I was watching him play hockey in his bed. Like, literally, I was watching the hockey player. I was in his house. His dad had no idea. And I thought he did. In his bed, eating his food, watching his, you know, watching him play. That relationship was crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So have you met most of these girls just through social media?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, yeah, those three relationships were just through social media, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And when you guys are on tour, like, mm-hmm. you're hooking up with girls too,
no,
right?
I wasn't hooking up. I think with me, it's like I'm professional when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I'm being, you know, paid to do stuff, and they told us not to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other people did, but it was a lot of fun.
You can't say you never did.
I met someone on the tour. We talked, and she lived in Florida. And we ended up meeting up afterwards, but we just nothing ever happened or anything like that. You know?
Mm-hmm. What was like the craziest thing a girl has tried to do to try and like get your attention?
To try, like, while I was on the tours and stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, in general?
In general?
Get my attention. I'm not sure. Pickup lines, maybe? Nothing really crazy. Nothing insane.
Nothing that stands out.
No, nothing wild.
I'm sure, like, there are things that happen to you that if any normal person, like, listens to it, they're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, one cool thing is I lived at the Hard Rock Hotel for, like, 7 months.
That's a long time. How did that happen?
It felt like the sweet life of Zach and Cody. I lived there for, like, such a while. And it was all for free, too. It was crazy.
How come?
Because my friend Jimmy, which I'm really close friend, I'm so proud of him, he just came out with a song with Rick Ross.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, which is insane. My friend Jimmy, his mom would gamble a lot at the casino. So she ended up getting so much comp rooms that it added up to around 7 months. She spent probably like $500,000 a year just playing at the casino. And she just gave it to us because she didn't like staying there. She loved the casino, but she just didn't like, you know.
So you just lived the Hard Rock here, right?
The guitar? The Hard Rock here. But we, the only issue, which really was an issue, we just had to keep switching rooms. So it wasn't just one room for 7 months. It was like probably, you know, every couple days we'd have to, or every, yeah, couple days, couple weeks, we'd have to like change out rooms. So, but it was fun.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was insane.
Are you on any dating apps?
Dating apps? No.
Never?
Not never. I mean, when I got out of the relationship, I was, yeah.
What were you on?
I was just on Bumble.
Just Bumble?
Yeah, but I never really used the app
mm-hmm.
at all, actually. But
has anyone thought that you were fake?
Yeah, all the time. You were, yeah. I have to like prove it by following them on Instagram or something. Yeah, a couple of times. But so I never really met anyone like
off of a dating app.
No, I really have.
So what are you doing now?
Like for dating wise?
Yeah.
I just let it come naturally. I think when you're looking for it, it just you don't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do, but for me it's always those times occur coming into my life, you know, that was so random. And I love it when it just comes so randomly, you know? Not like, let's just say I want to go out and get dressed out to go to a club, right? My intention is to look for a girl, but when you start chasing stuff, it, you know, I feel like it doesn't, you have to let it come to you, you know?
Yeah, so. I agree. Everyone says, like, when you're not looking for it, it happens.
Yeah, that's what I think happens as well. You know, who knows? I might find someone on this podcast. You see, it came so randomly.
What do you like to do in Miami? Like, do you have spots that you frequent?
Eating-wise, I love going to Bell Harbor. I think I'm actually going today to Makoto.
Oh, really?
Have you been there?
I haven't gone, but I want to.
One of my favorite places. Recently, I've just been just working out. I haven't really been going out to, like, any clubs or anything or, you know, obviously because of COVID. But, yeah, just been working on, you know, just music.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been really doing. Like, today, I just got back from the studio today. I went early. I hate waking up early.
Well, how has this past year been for you with COVID? Have you just kind of, like, posted up here? Have you been talking to anyone?
Talking to anyone? No. Which is surprising because it's like I should be, because you know, everyone's home. A lot of people are very available. But I just, you know, I just been grinding like I was 17, I guess, because I think I took a break when I was in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really not much to do in West Palm Beach. And I think once I was, you know, when I was dating her, I think I kind of got pushed away from what I love to do because I live so far away from a studio. Mm-hmm. I didn't make a home studio at that house. So I really, we were living like we were like 50. You would think we were just like married, retired, but.
I mean, West Palm Beach, you might as well have been married and retired.
Nothing up there, but.
But you missed it. You were like taken away from kind of the grind and the hustle of everything you were doing before.
You know, she was supportive, but she was just, you know, oh, let's watch 7 hours of Supernatural, which I'll be honest with you, I did it because she liked it, because I like it, but I just don't love it too much.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't even watch TV. I don't watch any shows.
Honestly, because of TikTok, I like don't watch TV anymore.
Yeah, I don't really watch TV too much, but
yeah. Well, were you big on Vine, or was it just?
Yeah, so that's where it really started, was Vine.
Yeah.
I had, I think, like almost close to 1 million followers on Vine.
Holy shit.
And then I had a few other pages.
So it was like Instagram, Twitter, Vine. It takes a lot of time to make content. So
yeah.
You are just like putting yourself out there a lot. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now TikTok, is that like what takes up a lot of time too, or not really?
Yeah, TikTok, but I'm gonna get into YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one girl I shoot videos with, Mommy Henny, good friend of mine. We're not dating, and we're gonna put together something kind of like the Hype House.
Mm-hmm.
I see just so much potential in her. Singing, she's incredible. Writing, everything, and I could, like, you know, our videos do so well on TikTok. But I think if we meet up and shoot YouTube videos, we're hitting about 3 million views a week on TikTok. If we just get about 20%, maybe 30, let's just say 50% conversion rate to YouTube.
Yeah.
That's 1.5 million views.
And yeah, and that monetizes better on YouTube than it does on TikTok,
that's,
right?
That's over like 20 grand a video. 3 videos is 60K. We just did 3 videos, 10 minutes long, it's 60 grand.
That's so it's ridiculous. Like,
and that's just 1.5 million views. Our low videos would probably do about $5,000 a video. So just think if we did 3 videos a week.
How much are you making on TikTok?
Well, you want to know like social media, like everything? Or
yeah, sure. Why not?
I make about like 15K a month.
So, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, with like ads and all that stuff and merchandise, just about.
And that's between like Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah,
that's
like all social media and like what I do.
So. Is anything like a bigger driver than something else?
I mean, merch, like you can make a lot of money off of merchandise, you know. And I love designing, like this is my logo.
Oh, cool.
You know,
nice. But, I like the color.
Oh, thank you. So I love designing, you know, and I made this myself. I have not the hoodie, but the prints and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I'm coming out with a single called Honeymoon, and I'm coming out with it. We already shot the video and everything. This one girl, huge TikToker as well. I flew her out and her mom for the music video.
And are you still like involved, or do you want to be involved with, I guess, Bryce Hall is what's their like
group? He's a good
group?
Friend of mine.
Like what's that group?
He's having
called?
His fight here in Miami. He invited me to that.
He's fighting now?
Yeah, he's doing a whole. He's fighting. Who's he fighting? Bryce is fighting. Oh, Ace Family.
Oh my God.
the dad. Yeah.
So. Would you ever get into fighting?
No, I'm a lovey-dovey type of guy. I can never fight.
Yeah, would you want to like get into that kind of side of? I feel like MadCon was so Vine, and now TikTok has like Hype House, and I don't know why I'm blanking on those guys's like, and like Noah Beck and like Griffin Johnson. Like, I don't, what are they called again?
I'm not sure. I don't really keep up with Griffin and Noah too much. They're really sweet people. But yeah, I wanted to put together a house, but the thing is, none of these people really pay rent. You know, they don't really, they're not paying what it is. It's, you get investors. So I would get a group of investors to invest, let's just say maybe $200,000-$300,000, rent out a really dope house in Miami Beach. And I, would either promote their company, you know, like Triller. Triller is the one that's paying for Bryce's house. That house is beautiful.
There's there's a Triller house in Miami.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know that. Yeah, so they're paying for these houses. And then they just have to keep it on the window, you know? And promote it. But
so what's next for you? What do you want to do?
There's a lot of things, and that's the thing. I need to focus on one. I really need to – I'm going to just do music for now. Oh, my God. Give me 1 second. It's my dog. Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay, so what's next? I just really, you know, I'm going to focus on the music stuff for now. I'm going to reach out to one of my good friends, Ala. She's huge on social media. She's reaching out to me. She lives in Florida as well to collab on a song. And she's hit, I think, she's got plaques. Like, she's, you know, really big on that. But yeah, I'm just going to continue to do, you know, what I do. And once that, you know, once I have that, like, focused, you know, one thing I've learned, you know, when you get a magnifying glass and you put it on a flower, you know, you focus on that one flower, it starts burning, it starts taking off. So that's what you have to do. You have to just, like, think of it like, that's my goal. I need to burn, you know what I'm saying? I got to do that. Like, so that's what I'm going to, focus on that.
Yeah, you're honing in.
And then I'm actually gonna do an event in Miami. I'm gonna fly out like 7-8 influencers, like probably in the millions of followers, and have an event here. Which should do, let's just say 60K, right? Should do about 60K, and then I'm gonna take 20K of that, put it into a bus, like rent a bus for 2 weeks for 20K, and then I'm gonna figure out the dates. You know? So this is where you can make it like a long-term thing, right?
Yeah.
This is like, let's just say if I was like 40, I could put together these influencers, kind of like a MadCon thing. But it would be, I would try to get more of musicians and stuff. And, you know, incredible.
Wouldn't put like concerts on across tour?
It would be like a.
I mean, it sounds like you have a lot going on, but it doesn't sound like you're not. You're not really dating. You're just kind of waiting for somebody to...
Yeah, just waiting for it to happen.
You're waiting for it to happen.
You know, just... Who knows, you know, one day. But it's gonna... You know, I think everything happens for a reason. And I feel like, you know, I'm where I need to be now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it were to happen, it's gonna happen. You know, things end for a reason as well. But if it just comes, it comes. Like, I'm not saying I'm not looking to date. I'm not saying that at all. But if it comes and... You know, everything goes right, then, you know.
When it comes to, like, these, like, social media relationships, like, what you see on
it's a lot
TikTok,
a lot of it's fake. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You see these big couples, it's all fake. I mean, you could even tell with my thing I do with Mommy Henny. People think, you know, we're dating. I mean, everyone thinks, oh, my God, they're dating, whatever. But even in my lives, I'm like, oh, we're not dating. It's just... We're just joking around.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people think relationship, right? It's just a word, right? But what makes that word is the bond. You don't have the bond, then you don't have that word. You don't have the relationship. You know?
Totally.
So I think, that word is a, you know, it's powerful. But once you take out the bond, it just becomes worthless. You know, like my ex.
Totally.
Like, we had the relationship, but you know, that stuff happened, you know. But
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I feel like everything I hear about like TikTok relationships and all these stars and like every day there's something new, and somebody new and somebody's getting with this person's boyfriend. I'm like, this can't all be for real. Like, no way.
Yeah, there's a lot of it that is fake and there's some that is real. And it's funny because the fake relationship that I'm, you know, it's not even a relationship. I don't, actually don't even call my girlfriend in my videos. That does so well. And I see a real couple on TikTok. They don't get half of the numbers. It's so weird.
Yeah.
You know, and they're a real couple. They live together. They're, you know, and then my little videos I do with Mommy Henny is just, they blow.
And it's just like FaceTimes, right? Like it's not even.
I haven't met her yet. I think I'm meeting her I'm meeting her this month, but.
Really? You've never met her?
No, I haven't met her yet. That's why it's only been FaceTime.
How'd you guys link? Like, she's not a big TikToker, is she?
No, I grew her like 11, 12,000 followers. But.
Jesus.
Yeah. She has the personality to be a TikToker, though. She has the personality to just. I'm going to be honest with you, and it's going to sound crazy. I see her as, I'm not saying better. I'm never going to compare someone that's better. I think she's up there with Ariana Grande if she just practices her voice. Like, her voice is already amazing as it is, but if she, you know, builds her brand, she could be very, very big.
You kind of sound like you'd be a good manager.
I would, yeah. Like, maybe. I know when there's like a lot of talent, I know where, you know, and I feel it. I feel like she could be very big. She hasn't been answering my calls. I'm just kidding. You know, we need a plan.
Maybe you got to make a TikTok about that.
Yeah, I know, right? We're going to plan out when we're going to meet up and stuff, but we just see it as like friends, business. You know?
Yeah.
It's never, you know, I shouldn't say never, but I don't think we would be more than that. She actually ended up dating someone. She was telling me all about it and stuff. So.
I know, you're next. We gotta find somebody for you.
I just hope so.
Well, you said you don't have a type, but I think you do have
a
type.
I really don't, because I dated.
You dated what?
My God. So the girl that was, this is embarrassing, but I'm 5'9", but she was like 6'1", like she was tall. That was, I think she was almost, she was like 6, like a little bit under 6, right? And this is embarrassing, but whatever. I told her to meet me at the Hard Rock, or whatever, because that's where I was living at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a week before that, I ordered, because I liked her, you know? So I wasn't necessarily short. I wasn't short. It was just, I'm just a little bit under her. I ended up buying these insole things that you put in your shoes.
Oh my God.
And I was literally, I was like, looking not down at her, but I was weird, kind of, you know, I was looking down at her just a little bit. You know, so I Chico, my friend Chico made fun of me for it, but,
that's bad funny. That's tall though for a girl.
Yeah, she was tall.
Okay, well, we're approaching an hour, so I end every podcast with like rapid fire questions.
Okay,
so I'm gonna ask you, are you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Work hard or play hard?
Play hard.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok for sure.
Money or fame?
I'm gonna have to go with fame.
Spicy or mild?
Mild.
What's your favorite season?
Winter.
What would you rate yourself out of 10?
Like a 7.5.
Boo! What's your drink of choice?
I'll be honest with you, because of high school, not 1942, UV Blue. Because I don't drink too much. We've always drink UV Blue with Gatorade.
Oh my God.
It's decent, but I'd probably have to say tequila.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song at the moment?
Lotus Flower Bomb by Wale featuring Miguel.
And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
A boat? I want a boat. Maddie?
Maddie?
I don't know. I just came up with it on the spot.
I'm like, really, who's Maddie?
Never really thought of that.
Uh-huh. Well, who knows? Sounds like you might need to start thinking about it. Luke, where can everybody find you?
My Instagram is Lucas_Hutch. My Snapchat is the Mighty Hutch with two H's at the end of Hutch. So HUTCHH. So the Mighty Hutch. And then my TikTok is Luke Ryan Hutch.
All right, cool. And where can they find your music?
YouTube, Spotify. Just type in Luke Hutch. It should pop up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. This was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.